4, 8 gigs, mobile. Electric can 4, TFW. Ken, how are you doing this morning? How was your weekend?
Yeah, doing pretty well this morning, and the weekend was good. And then got some work done on Saturday, cut some trees for my sister and got the grass cut. Sunday went down towards that place where you go in Greenwood to look at some property to see if it might be something I was interested in, but I got my doubts about it.
Wrong with it.
The terrain, you know, it kind of like, it was three lots, 6 acres, but it, you know, the one lot wasn't too bad, but then, it kind of dropped off to the back, and then the middle one sloped to the right, and the other one sloped back to the left, and I don't know, you can see where, water been running down through there, and I just didn't think it would be suitable.
I was just curious what it was. Figured it was something like that.
Kinds of animals. I mean, there was a lot of white oak trees and hickory trees and stuff, and I saw deer tracks, and that, it'd be a good hunting property, but, they wanted, about 8 an acre for it.
You can wait just a little bit, and things are going to be much cheaper.
Right. We're just kind of in a holding pattern. It looks like, I saw a couple that were, it's like, man, that'd be perfect, and that, but they were already under contract.
The way it goes, when I was looking, everything I really liked was already under contract before I could get to it.
Another property was 2 acres, and that, but it, man, the pine trees were so close, you could touch one from the other, walking through there, and it was just 2 solid acres of just pine trees, but there was a road on both sides. It was like a corner lot, but the one side, they'd been using it for a trash dump. It looked like I was riding through the hood when I went down there, so I opted out of that one.
I blame you on that one. But nice and chilly up here this morning.
We're at 129 in the interstate, calling it 45.
I'm looking at 34 right now.
Almost had frost.
Frost warning out last night, so it was possible.
Coming back yesterday, I was at Cross Hill 72 and 36?
Right.
Yeah, I was sitting there at the red lights, and an 8-point buck walked out to the edge of the road there at that main intersection there, and he just looked around and turned around and went back in the woods.
Here it's hunting season down there.
Spartanburg going to the store the other day for work, and there was 2 dead on the side of the road. One was in the middle of somebody's yard, must have got hit and made it that far before it died.
Day of rifle season was last Monday, so zone 2. So it's open down that way.
At the first of the month, except north of the railroad tracks.
Remember exactly where the zone stopped and started down there. I know down towards Greenwood and all that zone, because that's usually where I end up hunting.
Property I hunt is in Walhalla, and it's game zone 1 is north of the track, and 2 is south of the track. And the guy's property borders the track.
Up here doesn't open until Thanksgiving week.
Like primitive weapons now?
Just stringing a stick right now.
That stick on a rifle frame?
Sure it does.
I practiced a little bit with it, but the darn bolts are so expensive for it.
What is expensive right now, though?
And everything's twice as what it should be.
Up here. It's one of the latest seasons I remember.
The trick right there.
Real slow this year. All that's been out right now is the yellows and just a tinge of orange, but th- this little cold snap over to jump on out with the rest of them now.
I think it's Highway 36 where you head down there towards that Michelin test track, and that looks like you could definitely hit some deer going down through there.
54.
54? I couldn't remember what the number is.
Well, if you get off at exit 44 on 26, you get on 34 there, and then you go out until you get to another four lane, and I can't remember the number on it.
That way, I went down 385 and Highway 14 and 221 and cut back through that way. There's a stretch of road where there's a, you know, about a 8-foot chain link, green chain link fence on both sides of the road.
Yeah, that's the Michelin test track there. And I think that is 36. I can't remember. They changed so much right through there.
They twisted up down through there.
Seen several deer down there as I've been driving back and forth. KO4, HKX.
Off today and tomorrow, so you would know it. We wouldn't have another weekend off.
Off in a row, can you?
Off in a row, and I got two off in a row, but they're on a different date.
From Ed this weekend?
Negative. No, I hadn't heard from him at all.
May have to try to give him a shout later today and see what's going on.
Let me know, because I never know what time to call him now, you know, because I don't want to disturb him while he's resting.
I know what you mean. I don't either, but I don't know what time to try either. I may try around lunchtime, middle of the day, so maybe you'll be up then. It'll be a long day. We're dressed in the upper part of Berea. But after I get done, I've got to go get a toolbox up at FedEx next to the airport. So I'll be up there sitting with that for a little while. Then come back and park the truck. It'll just be a long day.
What airport?
Roger that.
The main airport, the one right there by the runs by the interstate before you get to Asheville, or is it someplace else?
Nope, that would be it. Asheville Airport that I know of. There may be some little private ones around, but the Asheville Airport runs right there next to the interstate by the Ag Center.
It was, if that was it, if that was just a little, you know, like downtown airport.
I'm coming up into the black hole over here. I'm going to go ahead and hop off. You have a great day, and if I hear from Ed, I'll let you know. And I'll head from there out for you later this afternoon and before 8 p.m., and I'll be clear on your phone. 73.
All right, 73, Patrick. We'll catch up with you later. Hope you have an awesome day, and maybe it won't be too long of a one. And tell Elise we said, hey, KN4 TFW.